Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. I'm here with Ian Malcolm. We're hanging out in the living room, and we're going to have a little podcast session here tonight. It's the late night edition of the podcast. Thanks for making it. Thanks for making the drive.
Thanks for having me. I mean, I only do 9 hour road trips just to see Dalton. He's pretty much the only one who's worth it.
Wow, that's dedication. We appreciate it. So you just got back not too long ago from Spain. How was that? How's your year abroad?
It was insane. It feels so weird being back. Like, I can understand what people are saying around me.
Yeah.
It's really distracting, actually. I can get so much work done. I didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, oh, I can eavesdrop now. It's weird.
Right. Yeah. I suppose it's got to be a little bit different, not really knowing what all the conversations are going on around you, especially like in Hayward. It's so easy because you know most of the people that are other people are talking about. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess that's a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I guess besides the language barrier, what was the hardest part about being in Spain?
That's a really, really good question. I think the hardest part was just adjusting culturally.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm so used to, not that Spain doesn't have things that you need, but like learning things like everything is shut down Sunday.
Oh, really?
Like you need something, you got to plan way in advance. Like nothing's going to be open on Sunday. A lot of stores are like, only open a couple hours during the week anyway, so it's just like learning the little quirks of each area you're in town.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I suppose that's got to be a bit of an adjustment just from, I mean, yeah, United States, everything's pretty much open 24/7, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no cool. Walmart, so
yeah,
definitely had to adjust.
Right. All right, so on the flip side of that, what was the best thing then about being in Spain?
They have the world's cheapest wine, and it's all amazing. Like, I'm not even a wine person, but I was like,
you became one living there?
A little bit. Like,
okay.
Oh, like, I get a whole, like, you know, box wine here is what? So, when you're in college, you got box wine, what would it be?
I honestly never bought a box of wine.
Oh, you never did?
I'm more of a
bag.
Beer guy. Yeah, I'm okay. More of a beer guy. Yeah.
Okay, well, like.
So, Busch Light or, yeah. Like, or Old Milwaukee, yeah. You know, the king of beer.
Yes, definitely. No, so, like, I can get a liter box of wine. It's, like, better wine than I get here in the States. It'd be €1. So, it'd be, like, $1.50.
Okay.
Like, it's all really good. You can't go wrong.
So, yeah.
There's many things I enjoy about Spain, but that was definitely a highlight.
Yeah, that's definitely a perk of that. That's awesome. All right. So, you recently just published a book. It's on pre-order now on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, for you listeners, check out the Draxler program.
Yeah. Draxler program.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. How was that process?
It's been insane. It's been a really long time coming, actually. I wrote the whole book while I was in Spain.
Okay.
So now to see, like, it's on pre-order. So it comes out September 4th. It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
You know, got a little pimp myself there.
Yeah, definitely,
a
man.
Ding sound effect.
You got
every
it.
Every time I pimp myself, I just need a little ding.
We'll add it in.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
So... yeah, what was that process like? I mean, writing it all in Spain, I mean, I kind of followed your Instagram mm-hmm. checkup on you there. So was like, was there like a daily word count that you wanted to reach every day? Or how did you go about your writing process, I guess?
Yeah, that's another great question. So it kind of varied on the day. So for those of you listening along, writing a book is probably a lot easier than you imagine it is. Not that it's easy. But the average novel is about 70,000 words.
Right.
So if you write 250 words a day, by the end of the year, you'll have a novel. And really, what, 250 words is like two paragraphs?
Yeah.
So it's just fine time. So like when I walk to lessons, so I walk all over Bilbao. I intentionally left early. That way I get to my lesson early. I can sit outside and write.
Yeah. Have some time to yourself there.
Yeah. So most times I average between like 500 and 750 words a day.
And okay.
Drill that over time. It's just being consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things that, yeah, if you keep chipping away at it, it's not as burdening, I guess, as most people would say it would be.
Yeah, I think people view it as this very daunting thing, and like, it is hard work, but
right,
it's doable work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I read a book this summer. It was Stephen King's book on writing.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's a good book, but he says like. 20,000 words a day. I'm like, there's no way I could do 20,000 words a day. Like,
So it says 2000. So don't worry. It's not 20. He says
2000. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. My bad. It's late.
All good. Yeah. Actually, I was just listening to Jake Bible's book. It's not a call on writing, but it's called 4 Weeks to Finish.
Okay.
So Jake Bible is another phenomenal author. He's not Stephen King by any means.
Yeah.
But he's incredibly prolific. Over the past 4 years, he's put out 48 novels. So that's a novel a month.
Wow.
So he's just talking about his process. I've got a chance to talk to the guy online. He's super nice. Go check out Jake Bible.
Okay.
Especially if you like zombies, you can check out his Dead Mech series.
Okay. Yeah.
RZ-Burbia. Yeah.
Okay. Super something to dive into there. Yeah, especially with Halloween coming up too.
Yeah.
You're pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what has been awesome about coming back into the States? What did you miss while you're away in Spain?
The very easy answer is my dog.
Okay.
Yeah, Nia is amazing. The hardest thing about going to Spain was being away from her. We were trying to figure out ways we could get her there. We almost went to Costa Rica instead because, like, oh, the plane flight would be easier for her.
Right.
But then we talked to people over there, and they said, like, no, it's not worth it. It's too hard on the animal. And then once they told us that, we're like, forget Costa Rica. Like, I love Costa Rica, but, like, we're doing Spain.
Right, yeah. We're going to Spain. That's awesome.
Shows my in-depth thought process with that.
Yeah. All right. So now kind of go on the pop culture spectrum of things. We always ask this on the podcast. What's the last movie you saw?
Ooh. I was ready for the music question. I was like, okay I got to be ready for music. The last movie I saw.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking TV shows right now. Like, we've been watching so much The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelors in Paradise.
Okay, yeah.
That out.
Yeah.
Movie, though.
It doesn't have to be in theater. It can be on Netflix. No. It can be on any streaming service.
I can't see, like, any movies in theater when it's in Spain because it's all in Spanish.
Okay, so yeah. Wasn't about that life?
No. They had, like, once a week there'd be, like, English movie nights. But, like,
okay. We'd
be doing, like, other things, like, hang out with friends. Probably the last movie I saw. Oh, shoot. It's with the guy from The Office, Andy. The Clapper.
Okay.
The Clapper, yeah. It was okay. Like, I went to expecting so much more because it's like Amanda Siegfried, is that her name? The girl from Mamma Mia?
Yep.
Yeah, it's him and her. I thought it was going to be, like, really funny. It was just like, yeah, it was okay.
One of those movies? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely go a lot worse, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I couldn't remember it. I was like,
it wasn't one of those, like, it was like, wow. The sixth movie, like, a couple weeks after or something like that.
My life was not changed.
Okay. All right. Wasn't one of those movies. I'm trying to think. I think the last movie that I watched was Incredibles 2.
How was that? I need to see that so bad.
You do. It was really good. I'm not going to spoil anything for you because I don't want to do that. But it was definitely pretty good. Like,
would you say it was incredible?
It was incredible. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Dad punk had to work it. I can't help myself.
Right. Yeah. Had to work it in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. I mean, all right, so I've been to a bunch of, like, these Disney movies, but I've developed this habit of I'll go to them, like, in the middle of the day by myself. As odd as that sounds, like,
that's brilliant. All right. First of all, it's cheaper if you're doing that matinee.
Right, yeah.
Probably, like, the greatest feeling in the world is being in a theater by yourself, because then you can do, like, whatever you want. Like, you can kick it. Like, you can, like, make commentary. No one's going to yell at you. That is the dream, sir, so don't feel bad about it.
Okay,
that.
I'll own it then. Because I saw Inside Out by myself.
Great movie.
Coco, and then Incredibles 2.
Okay, Coco's probably the first movie I've seen in a while where I literally cried during the movie. I was like, oh, remember me.
Yeah.
Tears.
Man.
It was bad.
It was a good movie.
I mean, the movie was good. It was bad that I was crying.
Yeah. I got a bloody nose during that movie.
Do you tell?
I was like,
is there more to the story than that?
There wasn't, like, a fight that broke out. It was just really dry in the winter.
Okay.
And it was during that intro, like, Frozen film that they played, that short Frozen film. All of a sudden, I got a bloody nose during that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
It's
like a 20-minute thing.
I had to, because we were in Spain when that came out, so we had to possibly watch it illegally online.
Okay.
I cannot confirm or deny that's how we
saw it. Okay, yep. We're not going to mention that.
Yeah, so I missed out on the Frozen part.
Okay, that's all right. You didn't really miss much. Okay. It was a lot of songs crammed into 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So now we'll go into the music questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So what have you been listening to lately?
Yeah, so actually a new band that I've been listening to a lot is actually called Orchards.
Orchards? Okay.
Yeah, there's basically if you had like early Paramore mixed with Bombay Bicycle Club.
Okay.
That would be Orchards. It's this amazing like indie rock band from, I want to say, Brighton in the UK.
Okay.
They're led by this awesome female singer, and just every day, like, a new one of their songs is stuck in my head. Actually, they're touring with Hippocampus right now.
Okay. Yeah, I've listened to a little bit of them, yeah. So I know what you're talking about.
I've listened a lot to The Tallest Man on Earth.
Okay.
If you need to borrow some vinyl, I got some of him.
All right, yeah, we can trade some.
Yeah. So The Tallest Man on Earth is basically if Bob Dylan was, like, a naturally gifted guitar player and singer. So it's, like, not hating on Bob Dylan. Love Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Don't send hate mail to me. Yeah. Please don't, people listening. But it's, like, next level Bob Dylan.
Okay.
That's,
wow, yeah.
It's, like, the three I've been listening to most recently.
Yeah, I'll definitely check those out and recommend our listeners, too, as well. I got to thank you for introducing me to the Arctic Monkeys. And also John Bellion. I'm wearing a shirt right now. You guys can't see that through
beautiful
this audio.
People.
But yeah. Yeah, you sent me it because I sent you a mix CD, a mystery mix CD.
Yeah,
and then you sent me one back.
On Facebook. I had to take advantage. She said free music. I was like, yes, please.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so you sent me one back. And that was one of his songs, Make Love, was on that. And that kind of introduced me to him. And I've been a fan ever since. And yeah. It's been great music.
Yeah.
But
you're very well. I do not remember introducing you to the Arctic Monkeys, but I guess I'll take credit for
it. It was because we both lived on the same road growing up.
Yeah, Riverside for life.
Yep, Riversiders. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you're playing basketball and you're listening to the Arctic Monkeys and you said, yeah, you got to check out this band.
Okay.
And so I listened to him. I think I was like 13 at the time, so it was pretty young.
I'm glad I could have been such a positive influence because that could have gone so much worse.
Yeah, yeah, so. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. All right. So we touched on music and we touched on movies. And all right. So I want to ask you one question.
Yes.
We asked this to James. We said when James Granbaum was on the show, we said, what was the last time you went outside of your comfort zone? All right, I'm going to ask you that question, but I'm going to eliminate the Spain equation from that.
Oh, wow.
I'm making it tough on you.
The last time. Now, I think the last time I had really outside my comfort zone was really just a giant leap of faith. So for those of you who don't know, I used to work in the banking industry. Now, although I was doing well in banking, it wasn't for me.
Right.
My only thought process behind banking was like, I want to work because Abby was still going to St. Norbert at the time. I wanted to be by her.
Yeah.
Because my grandpa had to say, he's like, distance makes, the heart grow fonder for someone else.
Right.
So I was like, I can't be far away.
Right.
So I got into banking. Then when I realized it wasn't for me, I was like, okay, I need to do something else. So I'm in the process of earning my teaching degree. So just changing careers like that on the whim was a big leap of faith, and it's been totally validated.
Okay.
So it's great to push yourself. Do it, people.
Yeah.
That's my motivational speech of the night.
We got it. Mm-hmm. Run through a brick wall right now.
Mm-hmm. Or at least start with plywood.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to push yourself
work your way up.
Baby step it, people, okay? If you get hurt, we are not liable.
No, definitely not.
Just want to throw that out here.
We'll send the waiver through the mail or email or to you or something like that. So I saw your brother Tommy in the coffee shop the other day.
Okay.
And we were talking about he's doing stuff with games now, right?
Yeah. Actually, I told him he needed to talk to you about that because this is the Northern Nerd,
right?
With his business that's based on Dungeons and Dragons.
It's right up our alley. Yeah.
Who isn't down for a little D&D?
I mean, I'd definitely be down.
To be fair, I haven't played. I feel as though I need to play.
I've filmed people playing D&D on our campus TV station back in Eau Claire, and that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
You get the right group of people together. Dungeons and Dragons can be a really great time.
Yeah, I think you can say that about almost any activity. It's not the activity itself. It's who you're with. Because like, I bet you like LARPing would be like the. Can I curse?
Yeah, go for it.
It'd be the funnest shit in the world if you had, like, your best friends hitting them with, like, styrofoam swords.
Yeah.
Like, I would do that in a heartbeat. It's just like, it's never people you want to LARP with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always that group that you can get together and like just go hard at it. Like mm-hmm. at the go-kart track, we used to bring lightsabers there and just battle each other for who had to go on the bridge.
I thought you were going to say jousting. I was ready for that.
We did that too. We would start on opposite ends of the track. Hopefully my bosses aren't listening. We start on opposite ends of the track when it was really slow. And we'd drive past each other and try to shut off each other's carts with the mini golf putters. 9 times out of 10, it did not work. But that one time it worked, we felt amazing. And it was incredible. That was the best summer job.
This feels like a John Hamlin idea.
Definitely was a John Hamlin idea.
Okay.
Yeah. John Hamlin also established the 40 chicken McNuggets challenge, and that was tough. That was tough on the body.
Actually, the greatest thing – he's probably done other great things, but the greatest thing I've taken part with John Hamlin is BP Productions.
Okay, what's that?
It was
fill in our listeners in that.
Yeah, so it was called Bud Pie Productions because it was his nickname because – sorry for this bad story, but on our way, he didn't want to go to 8th grade grad. He didn't want to get to, like, the 8th grade grad dance.
Okay.
I was like, Mitch Schmidt told me I could chaperone.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go run there together. So we ran to 8th grade grad, and halfway through our run, we had to poop really bad.
Okay.
So because we pooped in the woods, the cross-country team the next year nicknamed him Butt Pirates.
Okay.
So BP Productions was a joke about that, and we just filmed, like, the weirdest videos, like, we had one, like, we made our own episode of Cribs, in which we combined Cribs with Extreme Ping Pong. We had one about Mortal Kombat. Like, it was amazing.
Are these videos still exist on the web?
They never made it to the web.
They never made it to the web.
That was before YouTube was a thing.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like I missed out on my chance to go viral, because those videos were amazing.
But they still exist somewhere.
They still exist. If we could find the camera they were recorded on,
okay,
they would be on that camera. We just have to get the right wires.
That's our mission, then.
One day someone can find that and blackmail me with it. Like, it's one of those things that's so horrible that it's brilliant. Like, he did the best one was a PSA on video game Tourette's.
Okay.
So it's all about, like, people freaking out over screen peeking, like how, like, perfectly normal people.
Yeah.
Someone screen peeks and they just, they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That was his masterpiece. It truly was.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, John's got some pretty interesting stuff just from knowing John over the years.
I've probably done more for this podcast for John than I have for myself.
Right, right.
Yeah. He needs to pay me for this. So when you listen to this, John, check in the mail, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since because him and I worked at the go-kart track together for the longest time, but then also him and Matt Heiser are, like, attached at the hip. So, yeah. You need to catch up with him.
Yeah.
Joey Hamlin, too.
Actually, I'm heading up to Joey's bachelor party this weekend. So
okay, nice,
like,
yeah.
The added bonus of seeing you is that I can go ahead and hang out with them afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
That should be an interesting time. Yeah, that wedding coming up will be fun.
Yeah, because you're DJing that, right?
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not.
Joey,
I'm just a
what
guest.
What the heck, Joey?
I was supposed to, but my student teaching, it makes it tough to get up there in time.
Yeah, they have subs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Call in a sick day. No, as long as Rice Lake doesn't listen to this, call
right,
in a sick
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we're good if they
I'm not sure if I can break down on the dance floor without you there.
Maybe I'll do, like, you know, in beer pong you have somebody take a slap shot for you. Maybe I'll just, like, go up there, do a slap shot for the DJ, play a couple songs,
okay,
and we'll be good to go.
End the night. Like, you have, like, a warm-up DJ.
Yeah.
It could be your opener.
Right, and then I'll tap
the
out. Tap them out.
Hey, real DJ's here now.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Look at the time. It's 10:30. It's time for you to go. I'll bring my laptop just in case. Well,
perfect.
We'll see how it goes. All right, so any exciting plans for the rest of the summer here? You only have, like, what, 2 weeks until you start?
Yeah, so... So if everything goes through, I should be starting on the 29th. So I'm trying to think. No, besides the bachelor party, all my summer stuff has been done before that. A couple weeks ago, we went to Baltimore.
Okay.
I went up to Washington Island this summer. So we've had a few, like, small trips, which has been nice. But
yeah.
Trips are really easy to do when you're gainfully unemployed.
Right.
So now we'll have to
figure
it out.
Oh, we got time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I guess any shout outs you want to give on the Northern Nerd podcast here?
Oh, so many shout outs.
Yeah.
So everyone listening, just a heads up, if you go over to IQMalcolm.com, you go there, follow me on Instagram. One of my beta readers, Brandon Clark.
Okay.
He's also an author who I met through my writing group. We are releasing our books on the same day. So his book is Ransomwire. Mine's the Draxler Program. And they'll both be out on September 4th. And we're going to be announcing a promotion for that soon.
Okay.
So go ahead, follow me on Instagram, sign up for the mailing list over at the websites, and get ready to win some free merchandise.
That's awesome. Yeah, I always enjoy following you on Instagram and just like Facebook, and just like your writing process has been cool to watch, and just like how it's progressed throughout. And yeah, you're just an entertaining guy to follow. It's awesome, man.
For those of you who can't see, I'm blushing. Normally I'm pasty white. I'm like a shade away from translucent, and now I am crimson red. I'm so flattered.
Well, I mean, it's the truth, man. Gotta let you know there, man.
Yeah. I love following the Northern Nerd, too.
Thanks.
Love seeing your stories every day that you post. I got some stuff after the pod I gotta ask you about. So
okay.
Don't let
yeah,
me walk
that'll
out
be the after
easily.
Hours.
Yeah.
It's already late enough, but we'll have the after-hours session. We won't record that. We'll be good.
Actually, speaking of writing, so Letters to Her is supposed to be coming out this fall. Or
yeah.
That at least was the original plan. How's that going so far?
Pretty well. I am pretty close towards my goal, trying to get to 50,000 words at 40,000 right now.
Nice.
So, I mean, have a couple good writing sessions here before the school year starts, and I think I'll be there. And, yeah, it's been coming along nice. Been doing a little bit of... I really like to write things down in a notebook first and then convert it to computer, just because, I don't know, the stream of consciousness flows a lot better on notebook. But then I've also been able to find some typewriters at thrift stores. Like, I got one at Savers in Eau Claire for like $9. I'm like, you guys are giving me a steal here. Like, you have no idea what you had there. And it was like this old Sears typewriter from 1971. Nice. Has the original owner's manual with it still.
That's amazing.
And I was like, I struck gold with this.
Yeah, jackpot.
Yeah, and then I got one at a garage sale like 2 years ago. It was from one of the typewriters that they used at the cable school.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of slowly building my collection of typewriters here, records.
I don't know why, but I had a picture of you as a hoarder in the future. But instead of random junk, it's just going to be only typewriters in your basement. And
no.
I just see your wife being like, he won't let them go. Everyone, you're like, no, it has a sentimental value. Yeah, that's just the picture in my head there.
So the past couple of days, I've been helping out my grandpa at his house throw a bunch of his junk into the dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
And so I promised myself I'll not become a hoarder because I've witnessed it firsthand. So I think 3 typewriters would be my maximum.
Okay.
And, like, my record collection is growing, but I think it'll stop at a certain point.
Okay.
There'll be an end.
And just one more question about your writing process.
Okay.
I'm just curious kind of what Letters to Her is about.
Okay.
I kind of have an idea based on the title.
Yeah.
And also, where did the idea come from?
Okay. So Letters to Her is about, like, I talked to one of the guys that he's like a writing mentor for me.
Okay.
His name is John, son of Mel. He has spoken word stuff out at the Farmstead Creamery.
Okay.
And just talking with him, it's like letters to my future wife, but it's like imagining her, I guess, in like these certain situations.
Okay.
Like some of the stuff in the book, like, yeah, it hasn't happened yet,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it'll never happen, but it's just like imagining these different situations and I guess going off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess like the inspiration from that's been like, I guess, past relationships that I've been in, but also like a future relationship I wish to have. But then also just picking up on different people's relationships that I just see throughout, like, town or wherever I'm at, or maybe even like a TV show or romantic comedy, just kind of picking up on that, those relationships and just going with that.
So for those of you who haven't read The Little Green Notebook, or a ding for Dalton there.
Thank you. I'll get a second ding for that.
Yeah, second ding for that. First of all, it's amazing, so go ahead and read it. And one of my favorite things about it is that I felt as though I could truly feel your mindsets. Like, the short stories, a lot of them read as though they're like prayers, kind of like that you had for like a future loved one, or just different scenarios. It kind of just read that way. It just felt really connecting to you as an author through that. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. I hope that I come off as like, that I can be relatable to the reader and just like know that other people have these feelings too, or they may be thinking these thoughts, but maybe afraid to like, to say them out loud. So I don't know. It's different because I feel like really vulnerable kind of like writing that stuff. But at the same time, it's like, it's totally worth it.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep asking you questions. This
it's
is
all
gonna
good.
Go
yeah. This reversed.
This
yeah.
Be the longest podcast ever. That is my goal.
We'll go with it.
Yeah. So do you ever get imposter syndrome? So I'm not calling you imposter. That's not what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Because I know with this book coming out, like, there's days where like, oh, I love this book. This is amazing. Or there's other days where like, this is garbage. People are going to freaking hate this.
Right,
like,
yeah.
These guys imposter system are like, although you like, you put all this work in, like a lot of people told you, you're still worried about it.
Yeah.
Have you gone through that? Like, how have you dealt with that?
Yeah, I guess there have been nights where I've written things and just crumple it up and throw it in the garbage can where it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm not proud of that at all. But then there's other times where I was like, okay, yeah, I think people will connect with this. But, mm-hmm. yeah, there's definitely that thought in the back of my mind where it's like, oh yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna relate to this. But I guess it's tough because at the same time, like, I've had some people like talk to me in the coffee shop. They're like, oh, I like how you talk about this relationship, but how many relationships have you been in? Like, where's your credibility? And they're just like, all right, I've only been in like two relationships, so it's been like kind of tough to like prove to people that I have credibility. But at the same time, it's like, I've been I call myself a student of it for so long. That's where I kind of gain that.
The next thing you do is you flip them off. You're like, excuse me, this is fiction.
Right.
I'm writing down what like I want or these things I've envisioned. This isn't rap. I don't need street cred.
Yeah.
All right. This is fiction.
And I just pop my collar there and just walk
and
out of the coffee shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee drop. That'd be a little more dangerous, I think.
No,
but.
You don't drop that coffee. I wasn't a coffee drinker before Spain.
Right.
Because I was worried it was going to stunt my growth.
Yeah.
that didn't have an effect on it. I'm this short naturally.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the coffee, like,
no,
reverse
no,
effect kind
no,
of thing.
No.
Okay.
That was my excuse.
Yeah.
But one of my lessons was out of town, so I had to take a bus. One bus got me there a half hour early. If I missed that bus, that's a real word.
Yep. There
we
go.
If I missed that bus, I'd be there a half hour late.
Okay.
So I always show up a half hour early. I'm like, what am I going to do? Because it rains a lot in the Basque Country.
Okay.
I don't want to stand outside, just get soaked. So I went to this coffee shop. I was like, well, I can either get beer, show up drunk, probably not good.
Probably not the best of ideas there.
Or I can learn to drink coffee.
Yeah.
So I drink coffee.
Okay, yeah.
So now I'm hooked. I know you do not waste coffee.
No, you definitely don't.
Vital life lessons here, people.
Yeah. So it took you till this past year to kind of fall in love with coffee.
Yes, and I think with coffee, it's kind of like beer. Like, there's certain beers or certain types of coffee you like.
Yeah.
I learned for me to like coffee, I need milk and a lot of sugar.
Okay.
Either that or instead of sugar, go with honey. Milk and honey and coffee is, like, amazing.
Just a match made in heaven right there.
Mm-hmm. My brother's listening to this. He's laughing because he's too macho. So you got to have it black.
Just
I'm like, no.
Chest hair growth.
Yeah.
Facial hair growth.
Tommy doesn't talk like that, but in my mind, that's how he talks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what his inner dialogue sounds like?
Yes.
Okay.
It's definitely down there.
See, I'm kind of the same way. I didn't really find a love for coffee until like junior year of college.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, all right, I need something to wake me up in the morning. Because I had a lot of 8 a.m.s, and I was like, all right, we're going to try to go down the rabbit hole here and just go for it. And yeah. Been a coffee drinker every morning ever since. So
nice. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You done good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm confessing something.
this is a safe environment. We can all love coffee here.
Yes, yes. Feel free to reach out and tell us your coffee story as well.
All right. One more question. I mean,
okay.
Is it
yeah.
okay if I go on a little
yeah,
longer?
Yeah, we're still good on time.
So I know in college, Buddy the Elf, big thing for you.
Right.
Are you bringing Buddy the Elf to Rice Lake?
Yes.
The people need to know.
Okay. Yeah. I think I will be. Well, the thing is, I'm kind of in a sticky situation. So I'll be in this fourth grade classroom for 9 weeks, and then I'll be done November 6th with the fourth graders. But then I'll start with the eighth graders then starting November 7th.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if eighth graders are really, like, really connected with Buddy the Elf as much as fourth graders would. But maybe I'll just pop back into the fourth grade classroom and just say, hey, it's Buddy the Elf. I'm here.
I think you can rock it either way. Okay. They might be too cool, but if they see you doing that, they're going to have some respect.
Okay.
But it'd be way better than doing it in Spain, because none of my students know who Will Ferrell was, and none of them have seen Elf.
Oh, man, that's so got to be rough.
You ask, like, what is the hardest thing? That's my new answer.
Okay.
Not having people I could talk to about Will Ferrell, his genius, and the amazement.
You can't make any references to it?
No, not at all.
That is a real struggle there. It goes beyond the language barrier right there.
But it made some lesson plans easier because, like, around the holidays, I brought clips of that, and I had them, like, try to, like, figure out what was going on.
Okay.
So that and a lot of clips on The Office, too.
Yes, so. I'm glad you could enlighten them with that. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to know about The Office.
Yeah, that and teaching them Ope. Probably the three biggest things how yes. I shaped their lives.
They're better for it.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, Ian, thank you for coming on the podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And if you need someone to come back, I'm always willing to talk.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you as a return guest here in the future. Again, check out the Draxler program. Draxler program.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Yeah, there we go. It's on Amazon for pre-order. It comes out September 4th.
That is correct.
So check that out. And also follow Ian on Instagram.
Yep. Just at IQ Malcolm.
Yeah. He's great to follow. And, again, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And give the Northern Nerd a like on Instagram as well as Facebook. Follow us, and we appreciate it. Thanks for your support.